Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, I want to do something in this podcast that I don't think, well, I'm positive, I've never done in the few months we've been doing it. And that is, and I'll get to some text in a second, but I want to encourage you as this month comes to a close to pick up a copy of my very first book. It's called Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. It is available at our website. You can get it in an ebook format if you've got a Kindle or a Nook or an iPad. You can also get it hardback or softback. All the prices and stuff's on our site, but I want to encourage you to get it. In fact, the stuff we've been talking about in the last few days with transformation is what the book is all about. I've never met a believer who doesn't want to walk holy, not someone who's, I think, truly born again. They want to walk holy. And when you want to walk holy, you find obstacles to that walk. How do we get over those obstacles? That's what this book is about. And it's not pointing to your works, but it's pointing more and more and more to the finished work of Christ. So I encourage you, get your copy today, finally available after much wait, about a year and a half, actually. It is Revelation to Transformation. I want to share with you from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 6 today. And this is, remember, just a few verses after where we closed the podcast yesterday from the last verse of 2 Corinthians 3, where we are transformed into His image from glory to glory. Paul says this in chapter 4, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost. This is our good news. If the good news of Jesus is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That whenever Christ is presented properly through the lens of the finished work, He shines with a glorious light. And the only way that it won't attract someone, and I'm talking about an unbeliever, the only way it won't is if the God of this world has blinded their mind. And I've met some unbelievers who I think are totally blinded by the enemy and don't see the beauty of Jesus. But many have yet to be blinded. And the glorious light of Jesus is the great news they're looking for. In fact, many people get saved easily when they find out how glorious Jesus is. The reason why a lot of people don't come to Christ is we aren't presenting Christ very glorious. The light we're giving is a light of self-righteousness, not a light of His righteousness. So we talk to people about what they need to change, which points the light on them instead of on Jesus. Instead of telling people what they need to quit doing, how about we tell them what Jesus has already done? How about we introduce them to the love of the Father and the loveliness of His Son Jesus? If we'll do that, we'll bring people into a knowledge of who Christ is and what Christ has done for them. Now, a couple more verses, and I'll lead you into what is the culmination of some of the things we talked about the last few days. Verse 5 says, we don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Notice this. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. That light is Christ, and He has shined the light in our hearts. We're believers. And the reason is to give knowledge of God's glory every time you see the face of Jesus Christ. So how will you transform from glory to glory? Remember chapter 3, verse 18, as we behold His same image from glory to glory, the Spirit of the Lord does the work. What's His glory? The glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ. So we are transformed when we see His face, and then we see His face. God's glory is in Christ's face. I'm transformed from glory to glory. I'm transformed from seeing His face to seeing His face. The more I see His face, the more I'm transformed. The more I see what Jesus is, the more I see who I'm becoming. The more I see what Christ has accomplished, the more I know it's finished. The less, then the less. If I don't see His face, I don't change. If I don't see it as finished, then I gotta finish it. So the beauty of who I am becoming in Christ is truly the more I see what Christ has already become. See your sins in Jesus, you see His righteousness in you. See the old you dead with Him, you see the new you alive with Him.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.